Good morning. I'd like to call the Appropriations Subcommittee on General Government to order. The Administrative Assistant will please call the roll.
Chair Grimsley.
Here.
Senator Bean.
Here.
Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator Campbell.
Yes.
Senator Garcia. Senator Mayfield.
Yeah, here.
Senator Rodriguez.
Here.
Senator Roussan.
Here.
Senator Torres.
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you. We'll move to tab 1, Senate Bill 514 by Senator Stargell. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Chair. SB 514, this bill is aimed at reducing unnecessary financial burdens imposed on licensees through fee reduction. This bill reduces the surcharge amount on building permits from 1.5% to 1%, putting nearly $2.5 million back into Floridians' pockets. This bill also limits the current delinquency fee the department can charge to a flat fee of $25, standardizing the rate and saving licensees approximately $680 annually. That is the bill.
Thank you for that explanation. Any questions? Do we have any appearance cards? Hey, Joe Morris with DBPR. Waived in support. Okay. Any debate on the bill? Senator Stargell having waived or closed, the Administrative Assistant will please call the roll.
Senator Broxson.
Yes.
Senator Campbell.
Yes.
Senator Garcia. Senator Mayfield. Senator Rodriguez,
yes.
Senator Roussan,
yes.
Senator Torres,
yes.
Senator Bean,
yes.
Chair Grimsley,
yes. And by your vote, show your bill reported favorably. Thank you for being here. Okay, we're going to move to tab 4. Oh, I'm sorry. You also have a second bill, don't you?
I do, but I can wait if you would.
I apologize.
Not a problem.
Then let's move to tab 5. It's a committee substitute for Senate Bill 986, and you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. SB 986 addresses cleanup issues for the Department of Financial Services. The bill provides updates to outdated statutes, clarifies conflicting laws, and will provide for better efficiencies for the department. There is a long list of them, but they're also in the staff analysis. And there are two amendments.
Okay. Let's move to your First Amendment, which is barcode 676762.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The amendment resolves concerns brought to the department by the American Insurance Association regarding the Boiler Safety Act update portion of the bill, with just some more cleanup and better language.
Okay. Any questions on the amendment? Are there any appearance cards on the amendment? Okay. Any debate on the amendment? Without objection, show that amendment adopted. We'll move to amendment barcode 218904.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This amendment adds another clarification option for claims adjusters working in Florida.
Okay. Any questions on the amendment? There is a public appearance card. It's Leslie Doogie. Waves and support. Thank you. Any debate on the amendment? Seeing no objection, show that amendment adopted. And we're back on the bill as amended. Any questions? Are there any appearance cards? Yeah. We have Tim Meenan, the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors of Florida. Ways and support, thank you. And Elizabeth Boyle with the CFO's office. Ways and support, thank you. Any debate? Okay. Senator Stargell having waived or closed, the Administrative Assistant will please call the roll.
Senator Broxson.
Yes.
Senator Campbell.
Yes.
Senator Garcia. Senator Mayfield.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez.
Yes.
Senator Roussan.
Yes.
Senator Torres.
Yes.
Senator Bean.
Yes.
Chair Grimsley.
Yes, and by your vote, show the bill, Senate Bill 986 reported favorably. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members.
Okay, now we'll move to tab 4. The committee substitute for Senate Bill 736 by Senator Mayfield, and you're recognized when you're ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a strike-all amendment. If you'd like me to take up the strike-all amendment first.
Please.
Okay. The strike-all amendment to Senate Bill 736 addresses technical issues that were brought up by your staff and does not change the content of the bill.
Okay. And that is barcode 394232. Any questions on the strike-all? Okay. Any public testimony? Okay. And... is there any objection to the introduction of the strike-all? Seeing no objection, show the amendment adopted. And any debate? Back on the bill as amended. Any questions?
Would you like me to explain the bill as amended now?
You may.
Okay.
You're recognized.
It actually just accomplishes three things. It's a thorough cleanup and the modernization of Chapter 663, which covers international banking. This includes replacing the current one-size-fits-all minimum dollar amount of capital requirement that takes, and it takes a risk-based approach to determine the sufficiency of the capital resources of each applicant. It streamlines regulation for placing international trust company representatives into their own part, and it creates the new entity and framework for the limited service affiliates along with the registration and oversight. And that is the content of the bill, Madam Chair.
Okay. You've heard the explanation of the bill as amended. Any questions? We do have one public appearance card. It is Jamie Monjovi with the Florida Office of Financial Regulation. Ways and support. Thank you. Any debate on the bill? Senator Mayfield, having waived or closed, the administrative assistant will please call the roll.
Senator Broxson.
Yes.
Senator Campbell.
Yes.
Senator Garcia. Senator Mayfield.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez.
Yes.
Senator Roussan.
Yes.
Senator Torres.
Yes.
Senator Bean.
Yes.
Chair Grimsley.
Yes. And by your vote, show committee substitute for 736 reported favorably. Senator Pasadomo's here, so we'll move back to tab 3. And she has committee substitute for Senate Bill 730, which is the insurer insolvency.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I know you had to swap places with Senator Stargell.
Yeah,
thank you for running.
We passed each other in the stairs. It was not a pretty picture. One of us trying to run down, one trying to run up.
You can catch your breath if you like before you start.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Okay, this is SB 730 is a technical bill for the Department of Financial Services, Division of Rehab and Liquidation. And the bill has about 22 technical provisions basically on the process for when the department is, when a insurance company is insolvent and is in receivership. And it basically tailors Florida law to the federal act, and there are a number of provisions that will be helpful as we move forward with insurance companies that are insolvent. For example, there's now reciprocity in treatment of policyholders covered by insurers and receivership between states. There are categories of policyholders on who's going to get what part of the funds from the receivership dollars of the insurance company. It kind of clarifies and structures the actual receivership process and how notices are given and answered. And you know, there's just a myriad of those types of provisions. And that's basically the bill.
Thank you for the explanation, Senators. Any questions? We do have a public appearance card. We have Elizabeth Boyd with the CFO's office. Ways and support. Thank you. Any debate on the bill? Senator Pasadomo, having waived or closed, the administrative assistant will please call the roll.
Senator Broxson. Senator Campbell.
Yes.
Senator Garcia. Senator Mayfield.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez.
Yes.
Senator Roussan.
Yes.
Senator Torres.
Yes.
Senator Bean.
Yes.
Chair Grimsley.
Yes. And by your vote, show committee substitute for Senate Bill 730 reported favorably. And we'll move back to tab 2, which is committee substitute for Senate Bill 716. Senator Pasadomo, you are recognized when you're ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee. This bill makes a number of, again, technical changes to Chapter 475 of the Florida statutes regarding real estate brokers and appraisers. The bill basically simplifies and expands the process of current educational requirements for real estate brokers. It clarifies and expands various definitions to conform to federal law pertaining to appraisal management services. It includes a provision allowing an independent appraiser to perform a real estate evaluation in a federally regulated transaction so long as the appraiser complies with standards for evaluations. It eliminates post-licensure educational requirements for trainee appraisers, and updates appraisal management company provisions in Chapter 475 to avoid potential restrictions for federally related transaction. And it also gives the appraisal board rulemaking authority to establish the standards of practice for non-federal related transactions, and that is the bill.
Thank you for the explanation. Senators, any questions?
Yes.
Senator Broxson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Normally, we have these type bills because there's a problem we're trying to solve. What is the problem?
Recognize.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And the main problem is that if right now, in order for an appraisal to be used in a federally insured mortgage scenario under federal law, it has to go through an independent sort of appraisal management service. Otherwise, the lender couldn't loan the funds. So we're complying. The main reason for the bill was to comply with federal law to bring it in compliance. We have to do that by next year. The second thing is then while we're in the statute, of course, we look at standards and practice and what's been going on in the industry and tweak some things. Like we were over requirements of certain certain CME or whatever they're called, continuing education requirements and the like. So we did a whole bunch of that and put it all in one bill.
Okay. Any other questions? We'll move to public testimony. Trey Goldman.
Florida Realtors.
Wave and support. Thank you. Kenneth Pratt with Florida Bankers Association.
Florida Bankers, wave and support.
Wave and support. Thank you. And then Joe Morris, Legislative Affairs Director. DBPR. Thank you. Waves and support. Okay. Any debate on the bill? Okay. Senator Pasadomo having waived or closed. The administrative assistant will please call the roll.
Senator Broxson.
Yes.
Senator Campbell.
Yes.
Senator Garcia.
Yes.
Senator Mayfield.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez.
Yes.
Senator Roussan.
Yes.
Senator Torres.
Yes.
Senator Bean.
Yes.
Chair Grimsley?
Yes. And by your vote, show committee substitute for Senate Bill 716 reported favorably.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move to tab 6. Okay, Senators, before you today is the Chairman's recommendation for fiscal year 2017-2018 General Government Appropriations Subcommittee's recommended budget and proviso language, a summary of the implementing bill provisions, and a detailed budget spreadsheet along with the conforming bill summaries. Once you take these back, if you have any questions, we're not going to be meeting again. Please come see me or call me or reach out to our staff director. There are three conforming bills. The first one is SPB 2508. This allows the Department of Management Services to implement a closed formulary for prescription drugs and requires the department to perform independent eligibility audit to determine the eligibility of enrolled dependents. SPB 2510 provides a public records exemption to the documents requested as part of that eligibility audit. That would be things like Social Security numbers and other personal identifying information. And finally, Senate Bill SPB 2512 creates a capital complex advisory council within the legislative branch to make recommendations on the needs of the capital complex and the budget to support those needs. Some of the highlights in the budget is funding for Florida's interoperability network and mutual aid build-out that assists our first responders' communications for $2 million, bonding for a new Department of Law Enforcement Regional Operations Center in Pensacola, and then $30 million for the maintenance of our state-owned facilities and $26.2 million for our physically constrained counties. Again, if you do have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me today and we'll discuss. And a motion by Senator Bean allows the staff to make technical adjustments and without any objection, show that motion adopted. Are there any questions? Okay. Also have a motion by Senator Bean to accept the chairman's recommendation of the General Government Appropriations Subcommittee budget proviso language, conforming bill and implementing bill provisions as recommended by the full to the full Senate Appropriations Committee. And without objection, show that motion adopted. Senator Garcia, did you?
Thanks, Madam Chair. If I can be shown voting in the affirmative on Senate Bill 514, 730, 736, and 986. I don't know where that came from.
Show that adopted. Okay. Okay, is there any other business before the committee? Senator Garcia moves we adjourn, and without any objection, the meeting is adjourned.